So once again, this morning, I awoke. Last night, I did not die. Very simple way of touching reality. Momentarily, we're changing. Everything is impermanent, but we act and live our lives as if it's all permanent, it's all solid. So just taking a moment to touch the reality, to become familiar. At this moment, every moment is fleeting and passing, and how precious it is. And precious because we have this perfect human rebirth. That is also impermanent. So just touching reality and being aware that this is something we can work with to benefit all sentient beings. So bless me to be able to do that. Today we have another opportunity to practice the teachings. Benefit ourselves and ultimately benefit all others. How wonderful. With that thought comes gratitude. Gratitude to our teachers, to our lamas, to our gurus. Really feel their presence. In front of you, above you, around you. Just reflect on their goodness and how they pour that blessing, those blessings, into our being. And how fortunate we are, that's the gratitude. So many sentient beings suffering, endlessly suffering. And though we are still in suffering, we have found this refuge. This incredible refuge. There's nothing else like it. Just pour the gratitude out from your heart. and then rejoice. Rejoice that we have these blessings, we have this refuge. Because most of the suffering beings in all the realms do not have this. And whatever our suffering is, we have this refuge. Be certain of this. And rejoice in it. Whatever life brings, we can rejoice in this. Just say the prayers for the method to transform this suffering life into happiness, and you can just rest your mind on the words. Essence encompassing all the Buddhas, originator of all the holy Dharma, of scripture and realization, principle of all the Aryas, intending virtue, in the glorious holy gurus, I take refuge. Really feel their presence. Please, gurus, bless my mind to become Dharma. Dharma to become the path, and the path to be without obstacles. So feel those blessings, and during the day, continue to connect with those blessings so that your practices will be, although difficult, new, hard, whatever, they will be without obstacles because of the blessings of our gurus. Please bless me to see that this greatly meaningful body, with freedoms and richnesses, is difficult to find and easily perishes. That action and result are so profound, and the suffering of the transmigratory beings are so difficult to bear. Therefore, please bless me to take refuge from the depths of my heart in the three rare sublime ones. Abandon negative karma and accomplish virtue according to Dharma. So really feeling the presence of the refuge field, however you want to visualize it, feel the blessing pour down. And then making the determination, determined to obtain the greatest possible benefit from all sentient beings who are more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, I shall hold them most dear at all times. May I become like a wish-granting jewel, fulfilling all the wishes, and like a wish-granting tree, fulfilling all the hopes of transmigratory beings. So with those thoughts in our mind, we'll start our practices for today and lie down on our mat. Good way to start. So to make sure you try to make yourself comfortable. If you need support under your knees or ankles, just use a blanket or a cushion if you can. To flatten out the spine. Okay. And just lengthening the back of the neck. And then just look at the feet and make sure that they're softly falling away. You know, the ankles are quite relaxed. And the palms are just facing up towards the ceiling. Just whatever you need to make yourself comfortable, because this isn't a yoga class. This is just so we can just let go of our bodily tensions, so that we're nice and open and free to start the pranayama practice. Okay. Okay, then start pulling up the toes, tightening the toes and pulling them up towards the face, creating lots of tension in the ankles and pressing the calves towards the floor and tightening up the back of the knees. Then rolling the thighs, tightening up the thigh muscles, begin to pull in side up towards the rib cage. Really pull, really pull. And then make a fist with both hands and push that fist and the forearms into the floor. Push the upper arms into the floor and then push the shoulder blades into the floor, arching the chest. Build the tension up, really build the tension up towards the neck. Feel it mounting and then just lift the head a couple of inches from the floor and hold. Keeping the back of the neck long, the chin slightly towards the chest, hold that tension and screw up the face all around the mouth, the nose, the eyes. Really build up the tension, be really aware of it, and when you're ready, letting go, watch the tension flow out of the body, just flowing down and out, the fingers gently uncurling, the feet falling away, the ankles relaxing, the legs, the torso, the body just sinking into the floor, relaxing. And just watch, take a scan, take a walk over the body and just see what that feels like to you, your personal experience. And then again, pulling up the toes towards the face, build up the tension in the ankles, tighten them, press the calves towards the mat, towards the floor, tighten up the back of the knees, tighten the thighs and roll them, then start to pull up inside, holding the tension and bringing it up towards the chest. Make a fist with both hands and really press the fists into the floor, the forearms, and the upper arms, arching the chest, push the shoulder blades into the floor and really build up the tension towards the neck before you lift the head. and then lifting the head a couple of inches, just lengthening the back slightly. Screw up the face and really build up the tension around the face. This is what we're feeling very often during the day, we're just not aware of it. And when you're ready, as you let go, really, really feel the flow of the tension as it just leaves the body. The body starts to sink into the floor, the feet falling away, everything feeling soft, sinking. And take a little mental walk and feel the difference. How lovely. The body feels so gentle and soft. If you feel any discomfort in one place or another, you can always just tighten up that area again. And then for one last time, we'll do the whole of the body again, tensing the whole of the body. So beginning by pulling the toes up towards the face, tightening the ankles. Tighten up the calf muscles and push them back into the floor. Tighten up the backs of the knee caps. Tighten and roll the thighs and then begin to pull up inside, building up the tension and being very aware of the tension. Making a fist with both hands, press those into the floor. Press the arms and the upper arms into the floor. Now press the shoulder blades into the floor. Build the tension up into the chest. Still pulling up inside, holding that tension, lift the neck, the head, a couple of inches from the floor, and screw up the face. Now really tighten all this up now, this one last time, and be very, very aware of the tension as it mounts in the body. So that when you let go, you really can feel the flow of the tension leaving the body. And as it flows out of the body, it just sinks, the body just sinks into the floor, right back down through the earth. Sinking. Resting and soft. The ankles feeling soft, the feet just falling away, the fingers just gently curled and palms just facing up towards the sky. Open to all the energy, just opening yourself out towards all the prana, the chi that's around you. Just open yourself out to that. When we've got tension, chi doesn't flow, prana doesn't flow. So the more we can relax and be aware of that lovely relaxed state, the more the chi flows, the more the prana flows. Chi, prana, same thing. Okay. And then just roll the head gently, very gently and slowly from side to side. Not too far, just a little gentle roll. And when you're ready, make a fist, use your elbow to support yourself, maybe roll onto your side, and then, oh no, I'm sorry, I'm jumping. I was going to take you straight to rhythmic breathing. Let's do the three-part breath first, and then we'll go on to rhythmic breathing, okay? And what we're going to do this time is we're going to do a breath into the tummy, into the abdomen, and then a breath into the sides of the rib cage, and then a breath up to the shoulder blades, and we're going to do one breath abdominal, one breath into the rib cage, one breath into the shoulder blades. So we get an idea of putting it together this time. And if you could use your hands if it helps to guide, and especially when you're doing the rib cage, put the hands to the side of the rib cage because that's where you want the spread, you know, like spreading the wings. Okay, so now just relax the breath and take the focus onto the tips of the nostril, and the first breath is going to be into the tummy. Just remember, I'll just talk you through so you can think about all the things you're going to try to do. It's going to be like just filling that little balloon, you know, just spreading, just stretching the sides of the balloon, back and front, and not too hard, not popping the balloon, but just stretching it a little bit. And then as you relax, the next breath we do, in and out breath, will be into the rib cage, just spreading the rib cage. And then as you breathe out, then the next breath will be breathing up to the shoulder, to the shoulder area, to the collarbones. So breathing out, rest the mind on the breath. Just place your hands on your tummy and then focusing gently, breathing in towards that tummy area. It's nice and empty and you're just filling it with lovely prana. And as you breathe out, the tummy falls towards the floor, and on the next breath you're going to move the hands to the side of the rib cage and breathe in to the sides of the rib cage and the back if you can. Just spreading a little bit, and then feel the rib cage contract as you breathe out. And then the next breath, just place the hands up towards the collarbone, facing your fingers facing your face, and breathing up towards the shoulder blades. So you're not lifting the shoulder blades, there's not much movement anywhere else. One breath up to the collarbone. And then relax. Great. And then I want you to continue in your own rhythm, your own time, doing those three breaths. Breathing first, one breath into the tummy, then one breath into the rib cage, and then one breath in and out up to the shoulder blades. So just do this in your own time, your own rhythm, and see if we can start to get a flow. Okay? It's like the flow of a wave coming in and out. So breathing, keeping the mind on the breath, breathing into the tummy and then into the rib cage. So one breath in and out to the tummy, one breath in and out to the rib cage, sides and back, and one breath up towards the collarbones. And let's do a few breaths like that. And we don't make the breath too deep. We don't cause any tension. We stay with the breath, the mind stays with the breath, so we're aware. We follow the breath into the cavity of the body, and as we open it out, each part, we explore that cavity, that open space, that empty space, with our mind, with the breath. And also we feel the edges of the body softening especially the shoulder blade area and the back. Concentration, staying with the breath, not going anywhere else, just entering the body with the breath, with the mind following it. And after your next full round, then just relax the breathing. Let the breathing go to its normal, shallow, restful state of breathing and feel, notice the difference. And then we're going to put the whole breath together. And you know, it's like a wave. You're going to fill into the tummy, into the abdomen, and then with enough breath, on the inhalation into the rib cage, just spreading it slightly back and side, and then filling up towards the collarbone. Not too deep, making sure you've got enough. So this is the controlling of the breath, and always resting the mind on the breath, going down into the different areas that we're breathing into. So Just breathing out. The tongue is sort of gently resting on the palate, not tight, just gently resting on the palate. The mouth gently closed if possible. If it's difficult for you, then open the mouth now and again, but aim towards nostril breathing. It's really important. This is what the nostrils are for. And then breathing out. Follow the breath in towards the tummy and just spread it slightly, open it out, and then up towards the rib cage and out, spreading the rib cage outwards. Then up towards the collarbone, one full deep breath, and then controlling the breath as you're breathing out. Try to do it slowly. Feel the rib cage contract and the tummy fall towards the floor. And then spring back. It springs back, ready to take some more air in. So in your own time, let's do a few full yoga breaths. Just trying to get a nice flow, no tension. With practice, the breath gets a little bit deeper. You don't need to force it. Remembering that there's the back of the body. So just trying to gently fill that as well with lovely prana. Keeping a flow. Following the breath with the mind. Exploring the softer body. And just like that balloon, it starts to just become a bit more elastic, a little bit more supple. And then rest the breathing. Just relax the breathing. Let it go back to its normal rhythm. And just for a few breaths, I want you to try doing this on your tummy. I know that's not comfortable for everybody, but it'll give you the experience of really breathing into the back space. So if you can turn over onto your tummy, maybe support your chin with the fists, you know, put two fists underneath the chin to support it, or a cushion, whatever you can do. If it's really unbearable, then do it in bed in the morning. But it's good to get that experience, because we breathe, you know, all the time into the front of the body. The back of the body is our shield, our armour. So if we can soften it a little bit, that's great. And maybe if you need support under your ankles, just pop some support under your ankles. And let's just put that there. And supporting your chin as either with a cushion or with just the fists. Now start doing some of the same breaths. You can either do just breathing into the tummy. Let's do that. Let's just breathe into the tummy area. So gently deep breathing into the tummy area. Because the abdomen, as you swell it, presses towards the floor, you can now think about the back of the body and softening that and opening that out. Just experiment with that. Breathing in to the abdominal area. Really breathing into the back area. Quite different. And then do a few breaths into the rib cage. Take a rest if you need to, don't strain. Just breathing into the rib cage, you'll feel the rib cage pressing into the floor, but now breathing into the back of the rib cage, feel how different that is. And see if you can just soften it a little bit, open it out a bit. Remember that accordion, you know, just opening out gently. closing, contracting. Staying on the breath with the mind. Just entering the space in the body. And just relax the breath. And the last part of the breath up towards the collarbone, the shoulder blades. Now this is a really tough area. This is your armour. So we're going to try and soften that area, taking the mind and breath up towards that part of the body. So a few breaths now up into the collarbone, up into the shoulder blade, up to the top of the lungs. Not much movement anywhere else. There will be a little bit, but take the breath with all your concentration. It takes a lot of concentration. And don't expect movement. Don't shrug, tighten up your shoulders up towards the ears just to try and get a bit more breath in. That's not the point. It's just starting to fill that area, becoming aware of it, opening it out a little bit. And then just resting. And when you're ready, we're going to come up to sitting, and just sitting. We'll do a little bit of rhythmic breathing when you've rested the breath. So it's a lot of work, and if you're doing any of this at home, just go very, very gently, a little and often, and you can do it during the day anytime. Really. A few deep breaths revitalise, especially when you're sitting for long periods of time. Yeah, take a stretch. Your comfortable position, whether you're sitting on a chair or on the floor, using the cushions to support, but making sure you're sitting on that tail part of the spine. So the more you can sit on the tail, the straighter the spine is. So just moving the buttock cheeks out a little bit helps you to sit onto the tail. Sit down too. Yeah. Just time to. Yeah. So gently opening out the chest, lifting up the shoulders and rolling them back, and just popping the chin slightly towards the chest so you feel comfortable. Just rest for a moment before we start the rhythmic breathing, and I'll talk you through it. We're going to do the rhythmic breathing with the count again, which is going to be breathing in to a count of four, holding for a count of two, so we have that space at the top of the breath, and then breathing out to a count of four and holding a space at the bottom of the breath for a count of two. So it's four, two, four, two. And we do three rounds of that, and then we'll increase it a little bit, and maybe we'll increase it a little bit more today. And when we're breathing in, we're just going to be breathing into that nice space, but being aware of the channels and the chakras as we follow the breath in with our mind. And just, it's like lighting them up, the prana is just making a really nice glow inside, just opening up and lighting up the channels and the chakras, however you want to visualize it. As you become used to this breathing, you become more sensitive to traveling in that part of the body, that subtle body. Just breathing out now. Take the focus onto the tips of the nostril as the breath gently comes in and out of the nostrils. Just stay there for a few moments. Not deep breathing, just resting the mind, staying with the breath. Tongue just gently resting on the palate. And then begin to breathe in to a count of four, trying to remember that three parts of the breath, but not straining. Two, three, four. Hold for a count of two. And then with control, breathing out to a count of four. We'll do three rounds of that. At the bottom of the breath, hold for a count of two. Four, two, four, two. In your own rhythm, speed up if you need to. No tension. Enjoy the space in between the breaths. And then increase to 6, 3, 6, 3. Again, three rounds. Making sure you have enough breath to do the in-breath, holding, enjoying that space, controlling the breath as you exhale, speeding up the count if you're finding any strain. Try and increase it to 8, 4, 8, 4. Now, if you haven't got enough breath, just speed up the count, but get the feeling of just spreading, you know, lengthening the breath. So counting into a count of 8, holding that breath so there's a space of 4, getting used to that interval between the inhalation and the exhalation. So 8, 4, 8, 4, three rounds. Controlling the breath. Following the breath with the mind. Filling all those channels with lovely prana. Lighting it up inside. And then when you've done three rounds of 8, 4, we reduce, we go back down to 6, 3, 6, 3. Keeping a control of the breath, following it with the mind, taking it right into those subtle channels, lighting up the chakras, and then down to 4, 2, 4. four, two. And just gently return the breath to the shallower breathing. When we've completed those three rounds of 4-2, 4-2, just going to rest with that space. Just let the mind rest in that space, fully aware, dropping the method, just being in that awareness. Nothing for the mind to do but just rest in this awareness, this space. Let the awareness spread right into the space. There's no edges. Gently bring the mind back to the shallow breathing, back into the body. And before we go, I'll do the final dedications before breakfast. So if you just sit and rest your mind on the words. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. And then to bless our food so that it becomes a blessing. Om Ahum Aho Ri, Om Ahum Aho Ri, Om Ahum Aho Ri Ho. At Dharma Chakra, center of the heart, indestructible, subtle wind and mind, inseparable with supreme merit field, gurus, assembly, mind sealed deities, to you we offer desire enjoyments of this circle of magnificent Sok. Please take by being pleased and satisfied in state of uncontaminated bliss. Grant us the holy body, speech and mind. Please grant blessings to achieve in this life Mahamudra, profound Vajra Yoga, inseparable with method and wisdom.